Hello, welcome to another episode of Sleeperwire Shorts. I'm your host, Sheehan. Before we get cracking on FSU wide receiver Tamorrion Terry, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platforms so you never miss an episode from Sleeperwire. And head on over to Twitter, follow us at Sleeperwire Show, start making room in your trophy cabinet for your next fantasy football trophy. Tamorrion Terry is an ultra-athletic outside receiver. He stands 6'4", 210 pounds. He's a long, lean receiver, huge wingspan, and a long strider. Would have jumped out of the gym in Indianapolis, be one of those players who would really boost his draft stock based on the underwear Olympics. I would expect him to run high 4.3s, perhaps if it's a hand time speed somewhere in the low 3.9s. But most impressively, he plays the game at speed, which is perhaps more important than how fast he runs in a straight line. Terry broke out as a redshirt freshman with 35 catches, 744 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Averaging 21.3 yards per reception. I was hyped coming into his sophomore season, and he performed up to that height and beyond. Had 60 catches for 1,188 yards and 9 touchdowns. Pretty impressive numbers, but he averaged 58 yards per reception on touchdown passes. He had a 4-game stretch at the end of the season where he had 27 catches, 542 yards and 3 touchdowns to really cement himself as one of the premier receivers in the class. Most people expected he would declare for the NFL draft. He went back to college to work on his all-around game, but unfortunately for him, the 2020 season did not go well. He battled personal tragedy throughout the season, played most of his games with a knee injury, and eventually clashed with the coaching staff over COVID-related issues and terminated his time at FSU and finished up early to focus on preparing for the draft. His high point of the season was his 9-catch, 146-yard, and 1-touchdown performance against Notre Dame. The second most yards the Irish gave up to a receiver this season. So lots to like about Terry, but what does he do well? Well, he's got plenty of speed, as I say, to blow the top off the defense. Releases well off the line. I think he's subtle when he's pressed. At one point, I saw him encourage the cornerback to overcommit, then use that leverage against him to get open. Has enough speed that when he can't get the leverage he wants, he just runs around the guy. I saw it a few times close to the end zone, the further out the field. It's pleasing to see. And for a guy that is essentially a deep threat, he runs more than those three S routes, the slants, the screens, and the streaks. He comes back hard on his hitches, but to be honest, they could be slightly more polished. He's also excellent after the catch. He moves well laterally for a man his size. The Seminoles used him on a lot of screens, drags, and short outs to get the ball into his hands and let him make the play. Transitions smoothly to a runner. He's not just elusive, but hard to bring down because of his size. And again, he's very subtle with some of his body movements. Reminds me a little bit of Lev Bell in his prime, where he wouldn't be necessarily juking around a player, just angling his body to make himself harder to tackle. ASU was so concerned about his ability after the catch in the 2019 Sun Bowl that they regularly sent 3 or 4 players to gang tackle him to prevent him from making big plays. As mentioned, he has an enormous wingspan, so that gives him a huge catch radius, and he routinely made the most of poorly thrown balls, and he saw a lot of them from the Stormtrooper-esque quarterbacks at FSU. He can also climb the ladder and high point the ball well in contested situations, but to be honest, he wasn't contested a hell of a lot of the time. He's also a very physical player, a physical blocker. I saw him pancake players multiple times. You don't normally see that from wide receivers. So there's a lot to like about Terry there, but where does he need to get better? Well, if you say the two most critical aspects of playing wide receiver are route running and catching, needs to get better. His route running needs more polish. He can get open well enough. His routes are a little bit sloppy. Cuts sharply, but his 90-degree cuts tend to drift more towards slants than true digs and outs. Needs to cut those off harder and get across the field rather than drifting towards the safeties or drifting upfield. Needs to get better at settling into soft spots in zone coverage, making life easier for his quarterback. Also thought he had fairly inconsistent hands. He's good above the shoulders, tends to body catch anything below that. I really wanted to see him take the ball out in front on routes where the QB was leading him to the ball, and a better QB might encourage him. There were some accuracy issues there, and I think a lot of the time he was just trying to catch it. At times, he inverts his hands and takes mid-height balls at an awkward high cradle angle. That's obviously not ideal. It's easier for the cornerbacks to make a play on the ball there. Want to take it out in front, bring it in tight, and then make his plays. As opposed to some players where I've seen concentration drops like your Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think for Tomorion Terry, it's more of a hand technique issue. Hopefully this can be coached out of him, as I think he's got a lot of upside. To improve, get him into the NFL system, coach up his route running, improve that hand technique, as I say, and he needs to get a little more consistent at stacking his routes. I think he does a good job of it now, but he needs to do it every single time to be an effective deep threat in the NFL. So where does that leave us on Big Tomorion? Well, he has enough of what you can't teach to get the NFL teams excited, and I think I see him as a late day two pick, bit of a luxury pick there, or more likely a day three project pick. I don't normally like to look at ideal landing spots, but as I was writing this, I thought he would be a good complementary piece for the Rams. Josh Reynolds likely on the way out. I think he has enticing versatility for Sean McVay. They don't really have an effective deep threat, and of course, with Matt Stafford under center, he's a much better deep passer than Jared Goff. I think Tomorion Terry's ceiling is Robbie Anderson, given his abilities to make plays down the field as well as underneath. We saw what Anderson could do with a friendly scheme this year, and I think that 1,100 yards is probably Terry's ceiling. A better comp might be Marquez Valdes-Scantling, especially given his issues with his hands this year. I think Terry's better after the catch and on underneath routes than MVS. They're very similar players, similar size, similar speed, and similarly frustrating, I imagine, for fans when they get to the next level. For your fantasy team, I think his ADP is currently in the early to mid third round. I'd be happy taking him anywhere after that 2-3. I think he's got excellent upside at that point, and that's what you're really looking for in that part of the draft. I wouldn't expect him to do much as a rookie, so if you can stash him on your taxi squad while he develops, then I think that'd be a good pick. If you can't do that, perhaps wait a year and try and either buy him low at the end of next season or pick him up off the waivers. Another player who is going around that mark and I have seen talked up as well is Dyami Brown. I would much rather Tomorion Terry than Dyami Brown. To me, Brown has worse hands, a less diverse route tree. He's not as fast. He's not as good after the catch, but I'll be sure to cover my distaste for him in a future Sleeperwire short. If you're a best ball player, I think you can probably take Tomorion Terry towards the end of your draft and hope for some big weeks. He's certainly the sort of player who might give you a week of 20 and then a week of nothing. And in your redraft leagues, I think you can leave him on waivers and see what happens. Obviously, in your deeper leagues, adjust there as you need to. He's certainly a player to watch with intriguing upside. That's it for this episode. Follow me on Twitter at SheehanSolo for fantasy football musings, rookie and dynasty talk, bad jokes, and occasional trivia questions. As I said off the top, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast so you never miss an episode. Follow at SleeperWire Show on Twitter. See all the great content the guys and girls at SleeperWire are putting out. So until next time, stay safe, wear your mask, and have fun.